It's dark.
Take it out.
Where am I? What happened?
Take it out, Darcy.
Who are you?
I am you.
Ah, the lioness.
Yes.
Am I dead?
No. You have to take it out.
I can't move. Something happened.
Yes. What happened? Tell me.
I can't remember.
You have to remember.
I can't. It's fading.
Don't let it. What's the last thing that you remember?
I'd just seen Felix. Whisper was waiting for me.
Why was she waiting?
To warn me. We'd had a visitor.
Her name is Callistrata. She was a seer in Greece thousands of years ago. After she was turned, her natural abilities were amplified.
What does that mean?
That you must guard your thoughts in her presence.
She can read the minds of other vampires?
Yes, miss. And sometimes even bend our minds with her words, just as we can with humans.
Not another anointed one, surely?
She is quite powerful, miss.
Why is she here?
I do not know. Just be careful.
I've never seen you so frightened.
I know Callistrata very well.
She is the one who turned you.
Yes, miss. Be careful.
You're surprised to see me.
I'm surprised to see you so far from the city.
Oh, I've been away for some time now.
Has the notorious Duchess of Soho finally grown tired of London?
Baruch, when one is tired of London...
One is tired of life. Johnson, right?
Hard to believe that it would take such a bore of a man to put that thought to paper. But alas, London is not the city it used to be.
Careful, Callistrata. Is that a hint of nostalgia for the world that was?
Oh, yes. It embarrasses me to say. But the music, the dancing, the constant chatter and noise, the pulsing, sweating bodies. I miss it all terribly. I sense we have a visitor.
Indeed. Darcy, come in.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
You must be Baruch's new daughter.
Daughter?
An old-fashioned term. For the ones you turn, not literally my daughter, of course.
Baruch? Really? You cheeky devil.
It was on my invitation.
Relax, child. I'm not the fucking preceptor. Who hasn't flouted that antiquated rule? I might have taken you up on the offer myself. Look at you. The first anointed in 3 centuries.
Is that what brings you here? Curiosity?
It would be as good a reason as any. The whole world is abuzz over this one. But no, I'm afraid I'm here on some rather ugly personal business.
Has that blood farm of yours finally run dry?
Blood farm?
Baruch looks unkindly on my little pet project. I prefer to think of it as a preserve.
What is it?
The way of the future.
A commune of human survivors in Soho kept alive for their blood.
They're happy, unafraid, unaccosted, with no memory of us or anything we might do to them.
They are enthralled to within an inch of their lives, glassy-eyed and listless.
Do you even remember the last time you tasted blood that wasn't drowned in fear?
You bleed them.
Not dry. Not usually. I take what I need, wipe their minds, and let them go about their lives. Far more humane than chasing them down in the woods.
But not exactly sporting, is it?
Oh, don't be so old-fashioned, Baruch.
Says the only one in the room who was born before Christ.
And who better to say that? This is how we'll all feed ourselves for the next 2,000 years.
It's awful, keeping them like that, like cattle. It's grotesque.
Well, that's a very harsh way of putting it, Darcy.
Let's cut to the quick. What business brings you here, Callistrata?
I'm looking for someone.
Who?
The cunt who assassinated my daughter.
How long has it been? 50 years? She thinks she's in Devon.
She was spotted on the mainland after the impact. I've been retracing her steps, seen she crossed some months ago in a boat that turned up here.
I'm not aware of any new arrivals from Europe.
She doesn't travel as one of us. She poses as one of them. I expected her to be hiding amidst the humans in the nearby settlement of Church Cove, so I had my guard clear it out, to no avail.
And ship the bycatch back to Soho.
Naturally. We need fresh breeding stock if the project is to remain sustainable.
Breeding stock?
I wish you'd informed me.
Baruch, you have the whole of the West Country to yourself. You can spare the bodies. Besides, I'll be out of your hair as soon as I find the assassin.
Very well, then. Who is she?
She's a vampire of the middle caste. An incarnata called Penelope.
Doesn't ring any bells, I'm afraid.
No? What about you, Darcy?
Me?
Yes. You look as though someone's just walked over your grave. Have you encountered this traveler?
No.
Are you very certain?
Yes. I'm just a bit stuffy in my outdoor clothes. I might go change into something more comfortable if that's all right with everyone.
Of course.
She hews close to the ones she came from.
She is young.
You should break her of it. She's too powerful to harbor such sympathies.
I don't see what harm it is to let her development run its natural course.
Ours is the undying flesh and the true memory of history. All else withers and decays. All else fades. Not us. We are the lords of the earth. Our lessers exist only to sustain us.
You're going to quote our scripture to me now after all that talk of a new age.
She is keeping something, Baruch.
Then it is hers to keep.
Not when it comes to the whereabouts of a traitor to the Holy Blood.
I thought you didn't stand on ceremony.
Fuck ceremony. This is retribution.
Palestrata.
If she knows where that snake is hiding, I am obligated by blood to find out.
And I am obligated to protect her.
You've never known the rare honor of bringing a new anointed one into the world, have you?
Until now? No, I have not.
The Council has sensed her power. They're curious how she's faring under you. I'd hate to report that she's not being taught to respect our ways. It's very cozy out here in the country, out where you're the biggest old dog around. All too easy to forget there are bigger ones.
How long were you planning to hide on the roof?
Is that harpy still here?
She is. I've offered the old gardener's cottage as accommodation while she conducts her search.
Did you tell her?
About the castle's prisoner. I did not.
Good. I don't trust her.
Nor should you. But she will be gone as soon as she gets what she wants.
And I can't imagine she'd care who she had to bleed to get it.
I realize this may be hard for you to understand. But there is more at stake here than the lives of the ones you left behind.
What's that supposed to mean?
An anointed was killed, Darcy. That would be reason enough for carnage, but it is one she turned.
Her daughter.
As I said, it isn't a euphemism I prefer, but...
But?
But. There is a bond between us and the ones we turn. If the same were to happen to you, I'd hunt your killer to the ragged ends of the earth, and I'd never give up. Nor will she.
Where does that leave my people?
Would they really die defending a runaway vampire?
My sister would.
Where are you going?
To talk to them.
To talk to them? Or warn them.
Just buy me an hour.
And after that? Where'd you go?
To the transmitter tower, I think. Luckily, there was still petrol in the generator. Enough for one broadcast. I knew I was revealing myself, but what other choice did I have? They were in danger. I had to warn them. Right. Here we go. Fucking hell. Shitty antique generator.
I'm afraid your generator sprung a leak.
Callistrata.
May I come in? You lied to me, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A little bird told me you do know a Penelope.
Rook gave me up, didn't he?
Not willingly. I had to reach deep into my bag of tricks to crack that nut.
How's that?
Come here, I'll show you.
She held my head tight in her hands, her fingers becoming like talons digging into my brain. Let go of me.
Look at me.
Get out of my head.
Fighting only makes it worse. Open your mind and this will all be over. I said, open up. There we are. Now, Penelope. Where is she?
Fuck you.
There we are. I see it. A bunker complex under Locrin Castle. Hermetically sealed, environmentally controlled. One entrance with a blast door.
Won't. Won't let you.
Ah, but surely that isn't the only entrance. You're hiding something. What is it? Yes, what's this? A flaw you've warned them about so many times. The old museum on the castle's second floor. Not technically secured. Glass windows flimsily barred. A stairwell leading down into the bunker and up to a watchtower. Where the blast door can be opened.
I won't let you help them.
My dear, how on earth do you propose to stop me when you can't even open this door? Tom, my dear.
The door. What did you do to me?
I'll come back and let you out once it's over.
You can't do this! It was a psychic block. The door was right there. Not even locked. But it may as well have been a concrete wall for all the damage I could do.
It was all in your head.
I pounded and screamed for what felt like an hour. I'd have been buggered if not for Whisper.
Are you all right?
No, I'm trapped.
Is the door locked?
No, it's some kind of mind block. Just open it.
What happened?
She's going to attack the castle. Go and warn them.
Me? Will they listen?
Make them. Tell them I sent you. Tell them whatever you need to tell them. Just make them hear you.
I'll find a way, miss. But what about you?
I'm going to try and stop Callistrata.
By yourself? Without Mr. Rook?
We can't trust Rook right now.
But, miss, can you defeat her alone?
I don't know. That's why you have to warn them.
Then I will. I promise.
Good luck.
You as well, miss.
took off across the moors, using my hunter's senses, feeling her presence in the distance. I didn't know what I was headed into, but I knew I couldn't go unarmed. So I found an old garden rake at the edge of the woods and snapped it in half.
Stakes don't kill vampires.
I know. I didn't need to kill her just to immobilize her long enough to...
Long enough to what?
I don't know. But I had to do something. I was running out of time. I found her at the rail yard. A horde of blighters gathered before her. Unlike any I'd seen. Soldiers in armor of bones and teeth. A black engine waited on the tracks, with a row of livestock cars. All of them open, empty, waiting for new cargo.
My angels, my loyal soldiers, my chosen impassionata. I have seen each of you into this second life, and you have served me well. You alone in all the world know what this means to me. You alone have seen me cry. Now, after so many years, our vengeance is at hand. The heretic who dared to spill the holy blood of your sister hides in that wretched castle amongst our prey.
I waited in the tall brown grass.
For what?
My moment.
As for the humans, kill who you must and capture the rest. But bring the horde directly to me.
When the moment came, I lunged. And I don't know what happened.
You got her. Right in the heart.
Yes, I did, didn't I? I must have. I didn't miss. Couldn't miss. But something was wrong. She just looked at me. Then she grinned and grabbed the stake.
See? When you start fucking the teacher, you stop learning. Yes. Wood doesn't work on the anointed, I'm afraid.
Fuck.
Silver, on the other hand...
Wait. No.
There, there. Down we go. Easy. Don't be afraid. You're not dead. Just frozen. As long as this little silver spike sits in your chest... I do hate that it came to this. I know how terrifying it is to be so robbed of your power. But you forced my hand. Justice demands action. You'd want the very same for those you love. Shh, don't cry. I will take good care of your sister. I give you my word. Her light will not be extinguished. She will forget this hell she now calls home. She'll be happy and fruitful. And her bloodline will feed many for eons to come. Now then, run along, my friends. We've much to do. Where the devil is my footman?
Here, Mom.
Niles. Drive this poor thing out to the ruins and put her back in the hole she crawled from.
Oh God. I'm buried. Trapped.
You have to take out the stake.
I can't. Help me.
I can't help you.
You're the lioness. The well.
When all else is dry.
It's dry now. I need you.
I'm sorry.
But the castle. She's going to... Oh, God.
I'm pinned. She staked me.
Can't move. She buried me. In the ground.
Locked me.
Inside myself.
Oh, God. No.
No. Let me out. Let me out.
Let me out.